Well, over the festive period, the Department of Health reported that of 1,703 babies born on New Year's Day at public health facilities, close on 200 were born to teenage mothers, the number somewhere around 190. This is a point that has been highlighted by the Department of Social Development. And with that point in mind, Minister of Social Development Lindiwe Zulu has been out in Mpumalanga meeting with some teenage mothers and urging them to go back to school when the 2024 academic year kicks off next week. In theory, it's a good thing. It's certainly the right thing to do. But are we a society set up to enable those young women to make that positive choice? Minister Zulu joins us now on 702 Drive. Minister, very good afternoon to you. I don't know what those young women said to you when you engaged with them, but did anyone say to you, well, who's going to look after the baby? And did you have a positive answer for those who asked you that?
Most of them spoke about their mothers and their grandmothers taking care of their children, less themselves saying they will take care of their children. And I'm talking about those that we were asking if they could still be able to go back to school, and we're encouraging them to go back to school. And we are asking also the Department of Health as well as the Department of Education in particular to continue assisting us in creating an environment for them to be able to go back to school.
So how are we doing in that regard? I mean, you know, departments will talk to each other and engage. Let's talk, for example, about the atmosphere in schools. Is stigma and judgmental attitudes to these young women are still a significant problem?
Yes, it is. And we are also using that as a matter of fact. It might be a very negative one, but I start from that point myself to say to them, would you really want to put yourself under such stress and strain? And I'm talking about those that have not got into the incident of pregnancy, because we went not only to speak to the mothers who were sitting in the queues at the SASSA offices, but we went then on to also engage with schools. We went to schools where we were able to address young girls who are still in the school, many of whom are going to matric this coming year. So we use that example, not in a bad way, but in a way that says, think of yourself having to be pregnant and attending school pregnant and having to come back, and then your peers, your friends don't want to have anything to do with you, and they whisper in your back and they bully them, in fact. So we're trying to use that to say to them, beyond that being bullied and all, you need to think about your future. Your future is much brighter. We're also having young women who actually have become something out of their lives. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm coming from a bakery that was started by young girls who completed school and are now training, and they started their own Isingwa September primary cooperatives, and they are being supported, and they're producing bread and they're selling the bread. So we want to use those ones who are also successful and show the ones who are still there that you've got an opportunity, if only you can just focus on education, and nothing beats education.
Government is trying to amplify all these things and urging people to be more positive about their future at a time when government budgets are being cut and cut very sharply indeed. How are you going to adjust what social development does with less resources to back up and provide support for the choices that you want these women to make?
Well, the good thing, John, let me tell you, I was pleasantly surprised both at the bakery where I went to here, where I found that shops like Spa stepped up to assist them in terms of the training, skills development and all that, number one. I also went to a shelter, which is a shelter for abused women. I found that that Ekaya shelter has got women who are now being trained because National Lotteries, for instance, is supporting them. They bought the machines, you know, the sewing machines, and today's sewing machines, not yesterday's sewing machines. And so from that point of view, is that while I appreciate and understand the difficulties and the challenges we're going to face, I'm saying to the Department of Social Development in particular, can we be creative? Can we be innovative? Because the shelter, for instance, is assisted. The first trans they well the trans they got from the Department of Social Development, but they've also got other funders who are willing to fund them, including international donors who have been stepping up. So it's a question of appreciating the economic challenges we're in, but it's also being able to be innovative and creative, using technology and a whole range of other things, and mobilizing private sector to assist us without necessarily them giving us the money. Imagine SPA went to assist in September. Lotteries went directly to a Kaya shelter, and they got the beds, they've got the toys for the children, they've got... So here we've got an opportunity of mobilizing other resources without necessarily running away from our responsibility of ensuring that as government we manage the financial resources properly, we account for it, and they also account for it, because NPOs, we give them the money, we also need them to account for it.
Thank you very much, Minister of Social Development, Liniwe Zulu, teen pregnancy. That's the topic we're exploring. We'll come back to it in a moment with Pina Kodisang, who will be joining us. She is the CEO of the Seoul City Institute. Get their perspective on whether it is realistic to say to young girls, well, go back to school and keep moving forward with your future. Are we a society that is effectively enabling that? We'll do that in just a moment. But at 19 minutes past four, let's get out onto the roads again.